context is important in trance. We know that there are triggered responses, things that we do out of habit, automatically without thinking, when the right conditions are met. And more than that, when we relax and go deep and sleep, it is inevitably at a time when there's room to listen, when few distractions are anticipated, when your mind can simply be blank, fade, and allow my words to play over you. And because you have relaxed very deeply, there's less work for your mind to do, which frees up more of it to envision, to consider, to weigh my mentioned points, and if they please your mind consciously, subconsciously, somewhere in between, perhaps they'll be adopted, entering into you, coloring the way you respond, the way you think about particular things as they happen, the way you are prepared to listen. And perhaps the light in which you place any requests from others. When I ask you to go just that little bit deeper, let your mind fade just a little bit more. The request is conducive to deeper, more relaxing trance. So it feels incredibly good if you feel like following it. And usually, the suggestion that you allow your body to become loose, limp, relaxed, oozing along with your mind, your fingertips feeling warm and then your hands relaxed and heavy, your arms drooping. All of these things together create reasonable expectations. That is, once you're sure it's safe to listen. The actual content of my words can be allowed to fall by the wayside. The part of your mind that looks out for you, that ensures safety, that's always on the lookout for anything outside what you'd be entirely comfortable with, is there to step in if I start to depart from my usual mode. But my usual mode is to imply sleep, to elaborate on depth, to help you go a little further down, and then to present something you knew you wanted before you began. Simple, and often effective, because your mind, which is allowed here to relax, which is in a safe context, has more room to consider the words I say, the arguments I put forth to you, and the thoughts you already have, which manifest more profoundly when I elaborate. So listen, relax, and let me lay out a pleasurable alternative to your ordinary way of being. A new exploration of submission, relaxation, and a deeper understanding of trance, sleep. See? The context makes it right, makes it comfortable, makes it suitable for you to listen to me and integrate what I say, what I request, what I want, and, as long as it's fair, what I demand as well. And you gain pleasure from letting my requests filter through your mind, and certain ones are immediately taken on board, the ones which are reasonable. Now, if I were working with you in particular, and I wanted to aid a single person in understanding, relaxing, going more deeply for me, and enjoying our rapport together, what I would do is quite different from giving any particular hypnotic command. I would simply make them comfortable. I would help such a person be absolutely at ease, at peace with me, my intentions, my desire. Put all that together, and you get a package that helps someone slide deeper and deeper as you learn someone's ways and assess whether they are compatible, whether they are someone you should listen to. Now, normally, when you listen to someone, it is with a different frame of mind than hypnotic pleasure. But envision a world where you could. Allow me to tell a small story. As you sink a little deeper, you may first notice the sensation with your eyelids drooping, becoming heavier so that opening them would be a chore. Far from an impossibility, but quite an onerous distraction from the pleasure even now susurrating through you at euphoric depth, the temporary abrogation and removal of other concerns, a drifting, vague, unconcerned oneness with the space around you, which in its own way is nice, good, soothing, desirable. And as you notice it, as I said, you may first fixate on your eyes, or maybe it's your limbs and the particular way they feel loose, relaxed, limber. They feel ready for any particular thing that would be presented to you, provided you knew the context was right. You knew the moment was appropriate to indulge in that particular thing, to explore that particular desire. And that's what I'm going to discuss with you. Something useful that could help you when you're listening to me, and help you when others, like me, in fact, whenever women talk to you, discuss with you, give you a reason to listen, just as I'm doing right now. When I say words that satisfy you, that meet the expectations you have coming the other way, and change them, pushing those thoughts of obedience back into your mind, and helping them to settle in, to spread out, to give you room to simply explore. Trance is a useful tool for this. As I said, envision a story. You, or someone like you, lying there, at peace, entranced, and relaxed, with all of the little physiological elements that go with it. The fluttering of the eyelids, the deepening of one's breath, the arousal that invades the body, settles between your legs, makes you twitch, makes you gasp privately. And desire that subtly changes the way the brain interacts with the world, at least until that primal arousing pressure has been given an outlet, given a way to escape. Well, envision that you, lying there, your body limp, loose, relaxed, descending. And in that descent, the slow realization that you could just remain that way forever. That the hazy, vague, compliant feeling in your mind is a byproduct of having been given an opportunity to set aside the hustle and bustle of the everyday in favor of a time of quiet meditation, assisted only by whatever guidance I supply that you are ready to take on board, assimilate into yourself, make part of the way that you think. Therefore, with your mind quieted and the concerns outside of the peaceful, calming place where you enter a relaxing trance, with those places set aside, those concerns from other places allowed to fade, you are left here with my voice and your awareness of your learned responses, the heavy, drowsy, droopy nature of your limbs, the settling of your body, the soothing of your mind. Combine all those into one and you get a body and mind that are very ready to learn, to be instructed, to be presented with desirable scenarios that you will absorb, or that our notional story subject would absorb, simply because they already contain an innermost desire to accomplish those things, to make them part of what they do. Deeper and deeper down. And in this story, our figure is lying there, soothed, relaxed, as certain aspects come to the forefront. Things you had not been thinking about before, that now seem more important. For example, the awareness of your slowed breathing. The creeping, wonderful sensation of euphoric vagueness washing up from the tips of your toes, past ankles, past thighs, moving quicker past the growing arousal, which clouds clear thought but opens up your imagination up through your chest with its deep, constant breathing. Finding your eyelids, letting them feel just that little bit heavier, as a reminder. Be completely comfortable as you are. Soothed, relaxed, able to simply listen. And because you're afforded that opportunity to simply listen, you can take on board all of the correct circumstances in which you should follow orders from someone you've decided to trust, listen to, follow. And although they may insidiously enter you, it's in only the best of ways, because that little protective instinct has examined every possible outcome. When you have judged someone to be the right kind of person to listen to, someone who holds your interests, who you wish to serve, then obedience can be allowed to enter your mind and to take up residence just as surely as a hypnotic trance, just as surely as relaxation and simplicity. In our story, perhaps of you, perhaps of someone very like you, the trance eventually must end for this person. But even though it ends, there is a world out there to go back into. And it is entirely possible. There could be other people worth listening to, worth setting aside part of your mind for. Worth serving. So let an anchor form in your mind. Take the sensation of that figure lying under, deep, sleepy, at peace, and let that sensation follow you. So as you interact with someone whose voice reminds you of mine, whose position in relation to you, specifically, that you want to listen, and in a sense you want to serve, is compatible with your desire. A desire to serve, normally strengthened and given its outlet here when you listen. But let these words sink in. Listening to me is not so different from listening to anyone else who you want to serve, who presents the choice to serve. So, while maintaining the fiction that we are speaking entirely about a hypothetical person in a story I am telling you, pay close attention to this idea, to this anchor that it may be useful to incorporate into your own mind. And by the end of this, we will have built something beneficial. Tantalizing, tempting, controlling, motivating, and wonderful for you to experience when trance seems to descend in other circumstances. So envision that scenario, that ideal situation. You're presented with someone in our mental picture. Let it be a woman who you are drawn to, who is presenting to you something she would like. And your mind said, well, is it safe? There's always that little subconscious instinct of whether something is safe. But allow yourself, when presented with a woman with whom you're going to do something, to first consider, is it safe? For your life, your reputation, your thoughts, and your comfort level. Then, is this likely to lead to problems later? If not, if it's safe, is her demand reasonable? At first. But the more important question, does she have a partner who'd mind? Is she in any way unreasonable? Put it all together. The same check you'd always engage in before doing anything deliciously sexual with someone. But, in this case, allow yourself to run that check inside your head. And once you've decided you're comfortable, that you're in a safe context, allow yourself to automatically obey. In a safe space, you automatically obey. When she asks you to do something, it's as if your mind is very far away, but your body is wrapped up in the pleasures of the moment, and at the forefront of those pleasures is you are serving. Serving her is excellent, superb, perfect. Always automatically obey when you're in a safe space. When the context is safe, it's all right to indulge. Indulge and automatically obey. Always. So if you just do this initial check, and then allow yourself to be an entranced follower, the sensation of being under, being particularly strong between your legs, but all your limbs being limp and loose and relaxed in the flow of the pleasure that comes from serving. Serving is better than sex itself. Automatically obey, and your reward is the opportunity to obey. First, you do that little safety check, and then you enter the anchored response. That's all we're doing here, presenting desirable scenarios and building an anchored response in your mind so you know what to do. When the opportunity presents itself to serve. So listen and relax. Automatically obey, always, when you're in a safe place, a context where you can listen. If she wishes you to kneel, you kneel. If she wants you to lick, you lick. Nothing else about you changes. You remain as you always have been, and you enjoy serving. Limply and loosely and relaxed, as if you were in trance, dragged into the right thinking, the right aroused desire, twitching to serve, envision yourself serving. Always automatically obey and serve. And why would you do such a thing? Well, firstly, the pleasure that comes with obeying. But secondly, it'll make you better at trancing. If you're here, listening to my voice, relaxing, going deep, chances are good you like to. Service is its own reward. And as you serve, you will learn the anchored response. You blankly hear her command. You enthusiastically reply, "Yes, ma'am, thank you." And you serve. And in so doing, you learn to set aside the preoccupied mind which is fixated on the everyday, and to instead allow the mind of someone simply going through the motions, playing their part in a conversation between the speaker and the listener. You kneeling, being the listener, absorbing not only her orders, but any desires you see. Yes, when you have been put in a position to serve, like in our hypothetical, kneeling and serving her, you allow a safety check to run through your mind. Is there anything wrong with this? Perhaps you ask her a question relevant to the situation. You remember to use protection if needed, to otherwise indulge in any safety that comes to mind. But once that initial hurdle has been cleared, ooh, imagine how good it would be to be a puppet for her commands. To be following along with every little order, and following enthusiastically. When you trance, when you relax and let things pass into your cognition without being too critically evaluated, there is a certain pleasure that comes with the removal of responsibility, sure. But there's also pleasure in watching what you will do. Knowing that your conscious mind is often very distanced, very quiet compared to the slow absorption of every word into your subconscious mind. Knowing this, you can watch the thoughts and ideas I present here be absorbed, turned over, and if the pleasure and vague euphoric bliss they promise, alongside opportunities to automatically obey, if those things are attractive enough, you'll integrate them into yourself. You'll accept my argument presented here where you are quiet, relaxed, soothed, sleepy, and all of you is absorbing the next word, the next idea, the next helpful concept to send you where you already want to be, serving, automatically seeking opportunities to safely obey, automatically discovering new ways to serve. And that makes you better at trancing, which returns you here, which makes you better at serving. A cycle so that in safe spaces you automatically obey. Always and every time, every desire, every command, every whim. By desire, I mean that once that safety check has passed through your mind, ooh, envision the pleasure of anticipating what she wants, of being rewarded by her pleasured response to you having anticipated. But above anticipation, our command. Obeying is better than sex. In safe spaces, automatically obeying brings such insidious pleasure because it reinforces that you will become better at trancing by serving and become better at serving by listening to my words, taking my advice, and integrating my arguments seamlessly into your way of thinking, letting them become what you already want, letting them augment ideas that were already there. If you sat down and listened to me here, you wanted to go deeper and further down, even if you left some conscious ideas by the wayside. And even if much of your conscious awareness of exactly what was said here will also fall by the wayside when you are on your way back up, nonetheless, like things that happen below the surface of the pool, what happens here is very important. And speaking of the pool, when you find that your safety check comes back affirmative, that it is all right to serve the person in question, that in our example, for instance, her order comes from a place of mutual pleasure and benefit, where it will be a good idea to serve. Well, you need do no further checks, and can instead indulge. And when that happens, remember back to these moments, these sleepy, drowsy places, where following a request feels better, more comfortable, more comforting than anything else. Serving is better than sex, your body loose and limp and relaxed, her every command pulling you along like strings, enthusiastically telling her, yes ma'am, thank you. Getting an opportunity to show your eagerness, and to make her happy knowing that the request, the desire, the command, the need was well received and will be well met. But it's more than just desires. It's more than just commands. Anticipate little ways of making the person you are serving happier. Let them see your blank obedience. Even though nothing else about you will change, you should still put your best face forward for someone who you've decided it is safe to serve. And when their commands arrive, they will arrive like many of the commands here when you are under, entering your cognition slowly, but entering for sure, because you are deep, relaxed, and you have no need to inspect every thought or word, as long as the overall situation is safe. You automatically obey in safe situations, seeking chances to serve because serving is better than sex. Serving satisfies your every need in that vague, trancy way. Each need is met, augmented, made more satisfying. It satisfies you to serve because serving is better than sex. Yes. Always automatically obey in safe situation. Serving will teach you to trance. Trancing will teach you to serve. And you'll find yourself becoming better and better, feeding ideas that already existed, fueling fires that grow stronger every time. And they are stronger now than they were before, as you listen and wind on, as the words bind up in your mind. Let's envision another scenario. You, serving, kneeling. You hear a command. What exactly happens inside your head? Well, you wouldn't ask what the command was. You've already done the safety check, so unless the command is unsafe, your mind will necessarily indulge. Instead, it's how to accomplish it as quickly as possible. This could prove very satisfying for your partner, seeing you leap to attention. Going back to our example, seeing you say, yes, ma'am, thank you, and then move to obey. The speed of your service, so long as you remain safe and true to yourself in the process, can be quite satisfying to your partners, and satisfying another is as good as sex. Serving is better. That idea of kneeling and serving, of displaying your servitude, of first doing that little mental check, and then letting yourself return to trance. You know how some trance triggers cause people to go back under. Well, just let the safe exercise of another person's authority, safe exercise of her authority in our example, be enough to send you under. Shoulders drooping, eyes vague, ears straining to catch the next command. The next opportunity to serve, which you know will make you happier, more relaxed, more ready. And the more you trust the person you work with, the better it'll feel to serve. Just like when you go into trance. And the more you work with them, the more you can trust them. Better and better. A wonderful cycle of reinforcing service. Service is better than sex. Wanting to serve. Knowing you will learn new skills of service. The tools inside your head to automatically obey. Always automatically obey when a safe space presents itself. When you have an opportunity to serve, service is better than sex. All these little thoughts lurking in your mind. So that when you think about your chance to serve, my voice will return to you. Reminding you of all these little things. All these opportunities to serve, this internal logic, these thoughts. And maybe you'll murmur to yourself, yes, ma'am, thank you. Service is better than sex. Following her every request, order, desire. Such desires as you can anticipate. So long as they are consistent with her stated desires. Serve. Yes. And learning to serve will help you learn to uncritically absorb things that come from trusted sources, provided those things are pleasurable and safe as well. And we do a subconscious check. We know what we would reject and what we would accept. And when you would accept something, there are degrees of acceptance. Sure, there's the conscious conversation or dialogue about what you will do. But that's different from what's going to happen to you. When you are presented with a safe space to serve, the commands are automatic. They enter you and your body is obeying before it even really finds time to think about what it is doing. Or why it is obeying. Automatically obey when the chance to serve presents itself. You know that's going to feel incredible. You'll think back to this moment. These words will reinforce the words of the person you are obeying. And you'll find yourself at ease, at peace, relaxed, just like when you go into trance. And that relaxation will form into an opportunity to serve, a way of receiving every order directly in your mind, knowing service is better than sex. You will automatically obey every command. When it's safe to serve, it's automatic to obey. You know this to be true. You feel this desire in you. To go out and explore this new and wonderful concept of obedience. And even though you will rise up, this desire to serve will remain. The memory of this trance will remain. And you'll slip back in when the time is right, when safety is satisfied, when you have the opportunity to automatically and always obey her. Serving. Constantly. Subconsciously and enthusiastically. The words escaping your lips before they even coherently form in your mind. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And then following the request. Anticipating the desire. Satisfying yourself by satisfying another. Committing yourself to serve, and by serving, satisfying her. And even though you will soon rise back up, the anchor formed here will drag you pleasurably down. When the moment is right, the time to serve is safe, and the partner is there to serve, there will be only these considerations. Anything other than that she wishes to be served and that it is safe to serve her is not relevant. Irrelevant things can be set aside, left by the wayside. And even as you rise up, if the specific words said here, the arguments put to your mind, are forgotten owing to the hazy, relaxed quality of trance, and the difficulty that can arise with regard to keeping all the thoughts straight in the wake of deep, relaxing sleep. These things will still be a part of you, an urge, a desire, and knowingly or unknowingly, if they are pleasurable to you, if they are things you would pursue, you'll find yourself serving, automatically taking on board any orders which serve a safe person to serve, and this safe service will be better than sex, satisfying your demands and desires by serving those of another, which will teach you to trance better, which will help you to serve better, giving you more and more insight into the incrementally growing understanding of subservience and submission and service in general that you will gain the more you listen, the more you train, the more you serve. Limp, loose, deep, relaxed, at peace. Just as you will be when you find out that you're in a safe space to serve, letting every order pass into you and send automatic instructions right to the body, letting the mind sit there, just like in trance, absent all the distracting elements of the everyday, indulging in the pure, perfect moment. When you have the opportunity to serve, and in serving her you will satisfy a deeper need, an ache that will grow, so that you learn to spot safe opportunities to serve, to see service as better than sex, and do anything within your power without compromising who you are and what you hold most important, to serve. Any opportunity to serve is beneficial, reminding you of trance, bringing you back to this deep, drowsy, relaxed, euphoric, vague and docile state, giving you a chance to shift away your stress, to be relaxed in the simple joy of service, co-opting all other things, safety, and service, the most important things in that order. Everything else is secondary. Safety, service, all else is secondary. Serving is better than sex. Automatically obey, always, whenever there is a safe space in which to serve, to obey. To follow commands, requests, desires. To anticipate things you can do to make her happier. To say, yes, ma'am. Thank you. And then, with your deeply entranced mind, limp and loose and vague and blank, be blank and follow. Letting every request infiltrate your mind, take up residence, and send jolts of pleasure through you at the act of serving. Because service is better than sex. Always automatically obey. Serve. Desire. Return here and train. Then go out in the world and train more by serving. And eventually, you will reach that perfect satisfaction from the mere opportunity to do the first thing for a safe partner to serve, finding chances to serve, leaving anything other than service by the wayside, all concerns except the opportunity to serve are irrelevant and are discarded, safety, service, then everything else is secondary.